Two people were injured at the Lost Lands Music Festival early Sunday morning after a vehicle drove into several tents. The Licking County Sheriff's Office's 24-year-old Noah Curtis in Westerville was charged with aggravated assault. A woman taken to Mount Carmel East with a broken hip. A man received injuries but did not require medical transport. The 2:30 a.m. incident remains under investigation. Several people injured Sunday when a vehicle slammed into the O'Charlie's restaurant on Baltimore-Reynoldsburg Road. Fire officials say 8 of the 12 victims walked over to the nearby Mount Carmel Hospital to get treated. No life-threatening injuries were reported. No information on the driver or the extent of their injuries was released. The 6:30 p.m. accident remains under investigation. Licking Heights Local Schools launched their new strategic plan designed to guide the district's journey toward excellence and ensure every student has the opportunity to go higher. District goals set during the process include student success, resource management, and community engagement. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. New Albany city leaders say the 62 interchange focus area is evolving, and they identified 5 key themes after receiving input from nearly 700 residents. Now your feedback is needed to tell them what kinds of land uses, roadway improvements, trail connections, and other opportunities should be explored. Log on to newalbany.org to add markers to the map. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office and Lancaster conducted raids in the city and in Bremen last week. Law enforcement seized 37 firearms, some of which were stolen, cash, 1 ounce of suspected fentanyl, and drug paraphernalia. 3 men are being held in the Fairfield County Jail on felony drug charges. And Hilliard's Environmental Sustainability Commission and OSU are seeking volunteer households for a mosquito control program study. The program will evaluate methodology for reducing mosquito populations while protecting pollinating insects. Sign up to volunteer at HilliardOhio.gov. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.